environment.
Hello?
Hi, Dad. Where have you been? Is everything okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Don't wait until something happens to Mom or Dad. Drumhill Senior Living Community will give you peace of mind. Call Priscilla to schedule a tour with complimentary lunch. 914-788-8860. That's 914-788-8860.
Good morning, everybody. 7:14 on a Friday morning. Mike and Casey and George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Casey. Good to hear you both.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, except the story doesn't seem to change. We've been talking about this stuff for 10 months. What is the situation right now as far as COVID in Westchester?
Well, the COVID numbers continue to climb. We've certainly seen a spike from Thanksgiving, Christmas, and I assume shortly New Year's Eve. And, you know, Mike, the reality is we shut down all of the community activities and events. No ball drops on New Year's Eve, no Thanksgiving parades, very few Christmas parties, if any. So it's really personal interactions that have fueled the spike. It's when you go over to your aunt's house and your cousins are there, nobody's got a mask on, and, you know, that's been the problem. And you really don't have government interacting in those moments. It's really up to the individual. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the vaccine. The vaccines have been announced. They're being distributed. Westchester County Department of Health got its first stash of vaccines to inoculate our county nurses in the health department and the county nurses in the Department of Social Services and the folks we have in our labs and research department. So the hope is now that as the vaccine rolls out, the state really is going to call the shots as to what happens and when. But as the vaccine rolls out, more people are inoculated, less people get it, and the numbers start to come down and all the other things start to fall in line. Not going to happen in a week, but at least there's a possibility this thing is over.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. When will the average person, like Mike and I, be able to get a shot? And when will everybody in Westchester be vaccinated, or everyone who wants to be?
Right. Well, the first thing is things are being done on a statewide basis. As you know, for these 11 months that we've been talking about this, Governor Cuomo has taken the authority to make these decisions. So it's not up to Mark Molinaro, Steve Newhouse, and me. It's not up to the town supervisors or the mayors. The state indicated a series of priorities. And, of course, as you would imagine, healthy people of average and young age are the last on the list. Right now, you're inoculating people who work in certain capacities, again, nurses, doctors, people, nursing homes, certainly, and nursing home staff. Also, EMS people, those are the folks who are getting the vaccine now. So in sequence, essential workers follow, police, fire, teachers, bus drivers. And then after that, it'll start with seniors. And they're going to divide the seniors into two cohorts, those who are much older, who need it right away, and then those who are younger seniors and healthy. The first time the word younger has ever been attached to me in 20 years. But the younger seniors, 65 to 75, who are in pretty good shape, then the general population. Now, you know, everybody wants to know when and where, and we don't know that yet. We're trying to work on the where. From a county standpoint in Westchester, we know we're going to do inoculations out of the Westchester County Center. We assume most of the hospitals, maybe the neighborhood health centers are going to be inoculation centers. That's all got to be worked out. And, you know, people are going to have it very available to them. There's a lot of folks don't have cars and, you know, the whole thing. So the where part of it, we're going to be involved in working out. The when part of it, in the hands of the state, my guess, it's going to take us at least certainly the rest of January and probably a fair bit of February to inoculate all of the workers that have to have it. I think a radio show host are in that category, I hope for you. And then the rest of the population, you'll probably see, you know, in the latter part of the winter as it gets into the spring. But we got 19 million people in this state. That is not a few people. And Westchester's 1 million compared to New York City's 8.5 million. It's a massive task ahead of us. I'm told when I was little, because I was born in the 50s, it was mass inoculation for polio. I have no idea of how I was inoculated, when and where, but that was the last time that we ever had to try to get a large cohort. And in that case, it was children, not everybody, that were inoculated. So we've got a big task ahead of us. I don't underestimate how tough it's going to be.
Yeah, George Latimer, the county executive of Westchester, joins us live with Mike and Casey on WHUD. I guess my question has always been, why wasn't this plan put together when you knew the vaccinations were coming? I don't mean you personally, but I mean,
yeah.
when, government knew they were coming, why not have this plan ready to go? And as soon as they arrive, dish them out.
Right. Well, look, I have to say this has been a pattern. I don't want to get all political in this kind of a show. There's another time and place for me to have this discussion. But this is what I think the national government had to do, both initially in terms of testing and then now in this cycle of vaccination. If you're a governor of a state and you don't have a national program, then you create your own. But as you create your own, New Jersey's governor is creating his own, and Connecticut's governor is creating his own. And so you sit here and, you know, you live where I do. At one point in time in my life, I worked in Stamford. Another time, I worked in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. So you're crossing state lines, and somebody says, well, you can get a vaccine here. Why wait till you get it in New York? And it creates a mess. So it really should have been a national layout plan rollout. And all of that could have been planned in the fall in anticipation of the vaccines being ready. So that didn't happen. So now where are you? You're at a state level, and the state trying to get its commitment of vaccine. Because remember, this stuff can go bad on you. In other words, if you don't refrigerate it, you know, it's not going to stay potent forever. So we would get it in batches, not all at once. And then we would have, you know, say we get a batch of 500, we got to vaccinate 500 people within a certain period of time, which means we have to organize the people coming through the vaccination center. So, yeah, I would look for this county executive. I'd love one of two things. Either lay the whole game plan out for me up front so I know what I have to do, or let me decide what to do. But neither of those are the cases. We will find out when we find out. And then our job is to make sure as many people get the vaccine as soon as we have product available. As I said, it's going to be a little chaotic. But at the end of the day, the need to vaccinate people is there if we want to get out of this. And then the final problem we're going to face is a lot of folks don't trust taking a vaccine, either for some reasons that are related to this or in general. And, you know, I don't know how large a percentage that's going to be. We're going to find out after everybody takes the vaccine who wants to take the vaccine. And then the rest of the folks say, no, I ain't doing that. And then what percentage is left over?
Okay. Once everyone is vaccinated, we'll be looking at spring and summertime. And what are your thoughts about parks and playland and things like that?
Well, I think last year we were very pragmatic. We opened the things that we could open socially distanced. So we're going to open our public golf courses on time, our jogging trails. We were able to open beaches on time and pools on time. I expect we're certainly going to do that this year. The big question is Playland Amusement Park, and I assume in a public in a private park setting, Legoland up in Orange County. Those two amusement parks in this region are impossible to socially distance and all that stuff. So, you know, we normally open Playland middle of May. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it at that time frame. And there's also reality where if we don't open it by July, then, you know, we don't get the crowd we need, we don't get the money, and we lose our, you know, we lose our shorts financially. So it's going to be touch and go. It's how fast the society cranks up. And, of course, the governor has put in an order not to open amusement parks, so he would have to lift that order for us to do it. So Playland, some of the other festivals and fairs, you know, are up in the air. But, you know, we're going to miss a second round of St. Patrick's Day. I have Irish and Italian descent. We're going to miss the second round of St. Patrick's Day stuff, which is going to not be fun. I hope we'll get to Memorial Day and have something that looks more like a normal Memorial Day, because that's a very important day. I guess we have to figure that by Independence Day, 4th of July weekend, things are going to start looking more like normal. And if that's the case, then we'll do some fireworks for you, Casey, and that'll start to look like we're getting back to business.
Thank you.
Well, the last question for me is, as you know, people listening to this on the radio, what should they do in anticipation of the vaccines? Should they keep calling their doctor, their pharmacy, that just listen to the radio?
First of all, they speak to the doctor knows their level of physical health. If they're considered healthy, one thing. If they're considered immune compromised, that's something else. Doctors will get information directly because they're professionals in the field. There is a website from the state. It's COVID-19vaccinehealth.ny.us. You know, we'll get that out to you, and then you can put it out to your people. People should check that website to give update. And if you live in Westchester, by all means, go on our website, westchestergov.com, because we will inform people as we go along. There'll be press releases as we get closer to this. But, you know, look, Mike, that's the question. You know, people ask me everywhere I go, when am I going to get it? Where am I going to get it from? And that's not knowable as of today, you know, January 8th, whatever it is today. But we hope to know within a few weeks, and we certainly hope to publicize it to everybody.
Good enough. Okay. I'm waiting. I got my sleeves rolled up. I'm ready.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, listen, you guys keep us on the upbeat with your morning program. And just like we got from March to here, we'll get from here to the vaccine before we know it.
Thank you. Thank you. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, take good care of yourself, okay?
You guys too. Take care, Casey. Bye-bye.
724.
Well,
there's your update. And now we get the update on traffic. It's brought to you by Lincoln White Plains. High-quality luxury vehicles pick up and delivery for all of your service needs and a commitment to making your life safer and easier during the holidays. Visit LincolnWhitePlains.com with traffic. Here's Candy Roth.
All right, let's go south on the Taconic. Watch for a stall on the shoulder at Route 141 in Hawthorne. And, of course, we have construction through the end of January, taking the left lane on the Sawmill River Parkway northbound between the Taconic and Bedford Road, and southbound between Manville Road and the Taconic. New York State Thruway in good shape, down to and across the tab. Also doing fine at the Newburgh Beacon at Hudson and Bear Mountain Bridges. No accidents to report along 84 coming in through Brewster. 9A looking good coming in through Ossining. I'm Candy Roth. I'm Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station, 100.7 WHUD.
We're going to have a birthday celebration as usual, 7:45. Submit anything you'd like us to announce at the Mike and Casey page at WHUD.com. You want to go to Mount Peter in Orange County? We've got two tickets coming up at 8:15. And Jill will stop by with headlines and hits at 8:45 at WHUD.
7:25 right now, so we'll take a look at how the stars are shining this morning. Mean Girls not returning to Broadway. Producers announced that it will not reopen once shows are allowed to reopen on Broadway. Mean Girls opened in 2018. Early in the year, played over 800 performances. Its last performance was in March. The hit Broadway musical Monty Python's Spamalot is heading to the silver screen. Paramount Pictures has acquired the rights. Monty Python's Eric Idle has already written the script. Spamalot, an adaptation of the 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The Kings of Leon releasing a new album, their first in 4 years. It's called When You See Yourself. That comes out March 5th. You can get it in vinyl or on cassette. Speaking of Kings, Burger King changed their logo. Did you notice? Orange Burger King letters now in between a burger bun. And Puppy Bowl will go on despite the pandemic. The Discovery Network says Puppy Bowl 17 will take place Sunday, February 7th, same day as the Super Bowl. What's new in the world of sports?
Well, the Mets are hoping to get to the World Series. They made a big trade.